WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board will not be receiving a presentation at its January meeting from the Committee of the Research Valley Partnership related to the possible creation of a new community college in Brazos County. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson, a member and former co-chairman of the RVP committee, brought up the committee's work at the last council meeting.
Shout out to the RVP Talent Pipeline Initiative, the broad-based group of ISDs, cities, counties, for investing so many months of very hard, thoughtful, fact-based research into workforce and technical training for those in our community.
Nelson said he appreciated the committee's focus, which he said led to the Blinn College and Texas A&M system reaching an agreement for workforce training at the system's Rellis campus. Nelson made no reference to the committee spending a couple of months collecting petition signatures calling for a property tax-supported community college. Residents of Bryan's Castle Heights neighborhood have been regular speakers at city council meetings the last couple of years. They were joined at the last council meeting by former councilmen Al Sines and Rafael Pena. Sines echoed residents' requests to reduce flood risks affecting streets and homes off Highway 21 east of the freeway.
Particularly Clark Street, which is one of the main thoroughfares in and out of Castle Heights. But primarily clearing the creeks in that area, I think, would alleviate a lot of what ails the city of Bryan as far as flooding is concerned.
Councilman Ruben Marine, who defeated Sines last November, told residents their requests are not falling on deaf ears.
It takes some time to get these programs going. It takes time to get them in the budget. And we are going to work to make the city of Bryan a better place to live.
Councilman Prentice Madison, who defeated Pena, said he attended the Neighborhood Association meeting the week before last and communicated information from the residents to the city manager. 3 years ago, a former Bryan couple was arrested for stealing $300,000 from their former employer.
44-year-old Shannon and 42-year-old Kelsey Lackey have entered plea agreements, according to online court records, admitting to the theft from a Bryan area small business. Shannon Lackey was placed on 10 years probation, and Kelsey was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month for transfer to a state prison to serve 3 years. Sheriff's Office investigators learned the theft started 6 years ago and went towards, among other things, a playhouse, a garage, weapons, airline tickets, hotels, limousine rentals, and tickets to San Antonio Spurs games. A Dallas man who moved to the Twin Cities 3 years ago and did not inform law enforcement he was a registered sex offender is returning to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 56-year-old Donald Howard was sentenced to 28 years. Howard's been in jail since last March after College Station police responded to his apartment to investigate a domestic violence incident. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and the Hawthorne at Traditions all remind you to go local.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
6:09. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We're going to make our way through the nighttime hours with most of...
Oh, hush. Good night. All right, let's find the current weather, shall we, rather than last night's weather? Because you know what? Most of us lived through last night's weather.
We were there.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, it's still kind of drippy out there this morning. A little bit of light rain. Percentages, 60% chance of rain today and 80% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. Then we'll continue to have a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday. temps will be, you know, got a little cooler.
Yeah.
Because the wind's shifted around coming out of the north. And so anyway, high today is about what we got right now. And same thing for tomorrow. Cooler, about 71, not as cool, 71 on Thursday. But the rain is out of the forecast, at least for 48 hours starting on Thursday. So I don't know how much rain we've necessarily gotten here, but I don't know. Chelsea, do we have any kind of official numbers?
Ooh, I can find them.
Okay, we'll dig around and find that stuff. And anyhow, so watch for showers. It's going to upset your schedule. North winds at 15. It's 57 right now.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team gets set to face Arkansas tonight. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. Meanwhile, the Dallas and Green Bay game drew in the largest audience to watch a divisional playoff game in league history, and the Stars dropped another one in Buffalo. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's made it really difficult for the NFL is people are just losing interest, but that was a really exciting game the other night, so I can see how that helped.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people watch Super Bowl having nothing to do with the game itself. It's just that it's simply the Super Bowl, and so you need to be there.
It's all about the commercials.
That's right. Dog myths later on today. Dog myths later on today.
Oh, I thought you said dog mints.
Oh, yeah. Well,
my dog could use one.
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes they can. They apparently have those overpriced green things that dogs chew on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it works or not, but that's fine. So
my dog like swallows them whole, so
yeah,
she's not really chewing or getting any dental benefits out of those.
Defeats the purpose.
Right.
Family claims that they found Advil pills and ice cream. What if somebody had invented some ice cream so that it put an end to your aches and pains? Police in Ontario, Canada, investigating a family reportedly discovering several Advil pills in previously unopened cartons of ice cream.
That's not good.
It's really not. Family was having dinner on Saturday night when one of them discovered 8 gel capsules of Advil in her serving of ice cream.
Eey.
Well, 8 in one serving, yeah, that'd be fairly significant. So
and we thought Listeria was bad.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying. So anyhow, police are investigating. Okay. And that's why they're investigating, just to make sure. So a manhunt for an escaped prisoner in Germany didn't take long. The search began when wardens, apparently they have more than one there, went to check on an inmate after he failed to show up for breakfast, only to find the bars of his cell window had been sawed off and he was gone. Now, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Probably takes some time, some ingenuity. Had to think of it ahead of time. Prisoner was found hiding in the attic of the prison. I mean, you got to take it beyond the first step.
Right.
Yeah. You have to do what's necessary to actually get out of the jail.
If you're going
to
get out of the cell, keep going.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So today is, this is not big enough to be today in history, but it was 20 plus years ago. Okay. Now, we all know who Donny Osmond is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chelsea, do you know Danny Bonaducci? Do you know who he is?
I'll have to Google.
He was a redheaded kid who was an actor.
Okay.
In some show, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Partridge Family.
Okay.
Partridge Family.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And of course, his career went in the tank. And what do you do when you?
Oh my God, he has my birthday.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah.
Okay, well there you go.
And he's only 5'7".
Yeah, he is. Well, Danny and Donny Osmond had a 3-round celebrity boxing match in Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
In 1994.
Okay, I thought I was going to say they did it again.
Yeah,
but,
no. That's it. Well, I knew you'd remember. I didn't think Chelsea necessarily would know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny, like so many of us, when our career goes absolutely nowhere, he became a disc jockey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he may still be. I'm not sure. Anyway, they slugged it out. The winner, Bonaducci, who bloodied Donny Osmond's nose. Because, of course, back then, Donny Osmond was every girl's dream of the perfect boyfriend. And there's Danny Bonaducci, who was kind of like a, I don't know, a bad dude.
He was the bad boy.
Well, yeah. In his description, it says he is an American radio television personality, comedian, professional wrestler.
Oh, is he a wrestler
and
now?
And former child actor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if that's what he does now, but it doesn't say former. It says professional wrestler.
Well, I didn't even know this. The match was apparently set up after Donny Osmond taunted Bonaducci at a gym where both of the men worked out. See,
Donny Osmond fights Donny.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be perfect. He's Mr. Clean Cut All American boy. He's actually taunting him.
What's he doing the taunting for?
Yeah,
you
know? Really.
We got a lot of information.
Or was it set up?
Ooh.
Because both of them maybe had flagging careers at the time, and so this would do something for that.
Well, if Danny Bonaducci is indeed a professional wrestler, he's got plenty of schooling in that department.
Sure, exactly.
There.
The taunt. Yeah.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:16. It's January the 17th. It's the 17th day of the year. Works like that. And 348 days to go. It is, and I meant to do this story yesterday, but we'll do it today because it still works. Today is Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day.
Already?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that this is apparently when it happens. I mean, if you've gotten this far, then you are above the norm. And if you can continue, so this is the day.
Only 17 days.
That's quick.
I know, it's terrible. It's also Judgment Day.
Oh.
Not that
I'm
one.
Judging all of you.
Yeah, that's it. It's just being judgmental, I think, is probably what we would call
all of you have
it.
Given up your resolutions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. It's Kids Inventors Day. Pretty cool.
All right.
Cable Car Day. And birthdays of some people.
We do got some birthdays. Connor Cruz is 22. That's the adopted son of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. He was also in the Red Dawn remake and that Will Smith movie, 7 Pounds.
Okay.
So he's done a couple of things. Dwayne Wade from the NBA.
Oh, yep. Sure.
35 today. Zooey Deschanel is 37.
Yeah, I've heard her name.
She's
what
funny.
Does she do?
She started on Elf as the blonde, but then she's gone dark haired, and now she's on New Girl, probably what she's most known for.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's been in a few other movies and stuff like that. Let's see here. Kid Rock is 46.
Well, sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Naveen Andrews is 48. He's currently on the Netflix original Sense 8, but he was also Saeed on Lost, if you watched Lost.
Okay.
Michelle Obama, 53 today. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey is 55. Probably shares a lot of politics with Michelle Obama, actually. Susanna Hoffs is 58. She was the lead singer of the Bangles, who did Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Sure. And Little Else, right?
And Little Else, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Steve Harvey is 60 today.
It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lived in his car. Lived in his car for
really?
2 years.
2 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Now he's worth about $110 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he shows you that it can work.
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Earle, country singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's 62.
I kinda liked him.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The fact that he's still alive is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Maury Povich is 78 today.
Maury.
Where is Maury Povich now?
I don't know.
He's
still doing
on
his show.
TV?
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Absolutely. Not the father. Yeah, he's still doing that.
He was the ultimate definition of lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, he's still doing it. James Earl Jones is 86.
Hey.
And the voice of, what is it, CNN, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
fake news.
Fake news.
Yep, that's right.
And speaking of impressively still alive, Betty White.
Betty.
I have so many people to thank for being here, but I really have to thank Facebook.
This is from when she was on Saturday Night Live.
Campaign to get me to host Saturday Night Live, I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time. Needless to say, we didn't have Facebook when I was growing up. We had phone book, but you wouldn't waste
phone
an
book.
Afternoon.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh,
95.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And had he taken better care of himself, Benjamin Franklin would be 311 today.
Oh,
if only.
Yeah.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, there seems to be at least one person in Hollywood who gets it. Actress Zoe Saldana, known for her roles in Avatar, Star Trek, and Guardians of the Galaxy, says Donald Trump won the election because of, quote, arrogant Hollywood stars. Now, the actress told AFP that actors had become arrogant bullies over the election and said, quote, well, we were trying to single out a man for all these things he was doing wrong, and that created empathy in a group of people in America that felt bad for him. I'm learning from Trump's victory with a lot of humility. Her comments come just days after Nicole Kidman said the country should just come together and support Donald Trump now that he won the election. So how can these mindless Hollywood snowflake liberals stop making stupid protest videos about Trump and start making movies that maybe somebody wants to see? After all, box office numbers are sinking.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors. It lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
622 Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. Business owner, let me have a minute of your time. How are you looking for 2017? Are you set up and ready to go? Is your computer giving you the speeds and the capacity that you need, your network? If it's not, there's a phone number for you to call. It's 595-2413. That'll put you in touch with Chad Cowan or one of Chad's team to help you develop a plan just right for your business. Now, sometimes it's just the bandwidth, and remember, if you need a lot of bandwidth, up to 1 gig's available from Suddenlink. We've had that for over 2 years. We've been Gig City here in Bryan College Station, thanks to the investment that Suddenlink has made. But you may need phone service as well. You can put those two together. You can put together background music. You can have cable television in your waiting area. You can do a whole lot of things to advance your business, and Suddenlink has solutions for you. Right now, you can get 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for just $124.95 a month. It just takes a phone call. Go to 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com and get a solution from Suddenlink that's just right for your business.
For Kashinko with your money now. China is taking the world's most elite annual gathering by storm. President Xi Jinping is leading a Chinese delegation of over 100 officials and scores of business executives attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, embodying a major shift at an event that started nearly a half century ago among Europeans and Americans. Xi will give an address today to political and business leaders. Wildcatters are crossing the border into Mexico to pour money into the country's recently deregulated energy sector, betting that the plunging peso and other economic stress won't disrupt their business. Mexico's privatization of its deepwater reserves and onshore fields, which began 18 months ago, represents a new opportunity for energy explorers and investors that have been competing against each other in U.S. and Canadian oil fields for more than a decade. Today's Wall Street Journal says Riverstone Holdings, which is one of the world's largest energy investors, has committed more than $1 billion to Mexico Energy Ventures. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. he was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us. This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved if they will just come to God on his terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
Well, you know how much I love to bring you heartwarming stories. Well, this one's a warming story, quite literally. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. An elderly man named Bob in northern Michigan walked out of his house to grab some firewood on New Year's Eve. Well, he slipped and fell on some ice and broke his neck. He was all alone and couldn't move his legs, so all he could do was yell for help. But his closest neighbor lives about a quarter mile away. And unfortunately, he was only in his pajamas, so he was afraid he was going to freeze to death. Luckily, his dog was with him, though, a golden retriever named Kelsey. She laid down on top of him to keep him warm, and it ended up saving his life. He was there for about 20 hours. It got down to about 20 degrees overnight. But one of his neighbors finally came to check on him after the dog wouldn't stop barking. He had hypothermia when they showed up at the hospital, but he survived. And here's the best part. It turns out he's not actually paralyzed. Apparently, he did break his neck, but also had two herniated discs that were pushing on his spinal cord, and that's why he couldn't move his legs. He's already had surgery to repair it and needs a bunch of physical therapy, but he should recover, and he definitely owes his life to his dog, Kelsey. That's proof right there that not only humans can be heroes, but so can our four-legged friends. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning. It's 6:28. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About a 60% chance of some showers today. Most everything is light right now, but later on we may get up to a half an inch of rain. Tonight, showers as well. There's an 80% chance, and we could get, again, about an inch of rain. Then Wednesday, kind of same deal. Temps about the same, and an 80% chance of rain. Then 50-50 on Wednesday night. And then finally on Thursday, get to see some sun for a little while. We'll be up to 70. Friday looks good, 75 with lots of sunshine. And then Saturday, chance of rain continues to enter in the forecast at about 30%, but our temps will be around 73. So temps are okay. It's just we're going to have some wetness for a while. Right now the winds are out of the north at 15. 90% relative humidity. You will do some hit and miss showers here this morning, and we've got 57 degrees out there.
You should know what your telomeres are, because how you take care of them can affect how long and how well you live. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
You have something called telomeres, and they're very important.
Yes, a telomere is a special cap at the end of chromosomes. So think about a shoelace, where a shoelace has little protective tips, and if you don't have tips at the end, the shoelace end frays and the shoelace won't work. Our chromosomes that carry all our DNA are the equivalent of shoelaces.
Elizabeth Blackburn, author of the book The Telomere Effect, won the Nobel Prize for her work on telomeres. And she says that your telomeres wear down over the course of your life.
And that wearing down will impact on how well cells can work and how well they can replenish tissues throughout the body. And that, in turn, is really clearly now influencing the kinds of big diseases that you get, like cardiovascular disease, cancers, diabetes.
It turns out that how you live your life can improve or hurt your telomeres.
Changing small things like introducing, you know, small amounts of exercise into your life if you didn't do it before, making the kinds of changes in your nutrition that are not hard to make, but which trend towards, you know, much more healthy kinds of foods.
Cutting back on sugar, controlling stress, getting more sleep, all the things you know that are important to your health affect your telomeres, which in turn affects how long and how well you live.
Yeah, it predicts in a statistical way the likelihood of mortality.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. On a regular basis for the last couple of years, the public comment portion of Bryan City Council meetings have included requests from residents of the Castle Heights neighborhood who live along Highway 21 east of the freeway. At the last council meeting, there were 8 who asked again for city assistance. 2 of those 8 were former councilmen Rafael Pina and Al Sines. Pina, who identified himself as a member of the Castle Heights Neighborhood Association, asked the council to take action in 3 areas.
The first point is the creek bed. We want to clean the creek bed of vegetation and debris. Second option is widening Clark Street. And the last one is a major thoroughfare. We want to extend the Clark Street to all the way to Odor Lines.
Councilman Prentice Madison, who defeated Pina in last November's election, said he attended the Neighborhood Association's meeting the week before last and passed on residents' information to the city manager.
I look forward to sitting down with the president and the vice president and private secretary and going over some of those questions that they have.
And Councilman Ruben Marine, who defeated Sines, told residents their requests are not falling on deaf ears. A shout-out was given by Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson at the last city council meeting to the work of the Research Valley Partnership Committee that was created last year to increase workforce training opportunities in Brazos County.
Appreciate the focus they brought, which culminated in Texas A&M signing a memorandum of understanding with Blinn to provide additional workforce facilities and training capabilities through the Texas Engineering Extension Service. So I really want to thank the RVP for their efforts in that.
Nelson co-chaired the Talent Initiative Committee before he was elected mayor.
Very hard, thoughtful, fact-based research into workforce and technical training for those in our community, not just the wealthy, but everybody. ISD's doing a lot of tough, hard, non-controversial work to look at what we need when the cameras aren't on and the newspapers aren't writing. Really appreciate them doing that.
The committee, which had a petition drive last year collecting signatures to consider creating a property tax-supported community college in Brazos County, is not making a presentation at this month's meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. College Station police are looking for 3 black men of an armed robbery just after midnight. According to the report, the resident at a home in the 3100 block of Kane Road said the suspects held them at gunpoint and demanded property. The victim, who was not injured, says the suspects were in their mid-20s. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. A former Bryan couple arrested 3 years ago have admitted to stealing $300,000 from their former employer between 2011 and 2013.
According to online court records, 42-year-old Kelsey and 44-year-old Shannon Lackey have paid back $50,000 so far to the absentee owner of a Bryan area small business. Kelsey Lackey was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month for transfer to state prison to serve a 3-year sentence. Shannon Lackey was placed on 10 years probation. Investigators with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office learned that Lackey spent $80,000 of company money on landscaping. Other purchases included a $10,000 bed, 2 all-terrain vehicles, and $5,000 of fireworks. 2 former Texas A&M football players have both admitted to the armed robbery of 3 people who thought they were paying the players $1,500 for marijuana. Darian Claiborne was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month and will transfer to a state prison to serve a 10-year sentence. Isaiah Golden was placed on 10 years probation last August. Following the May 2014 holdup, Claiborne transferred to Texas Southern, where he was listed on their 2015 roster. Golden transferred to Mid-East State, where he's played the last 2 seasons at the Louisiana school. Just over a year ago, a Bryan policeman spotted an SUV in a parking lot with an expired registration and no one getting out. That led to a visit with the driver, who admitted to having $700 of LSD and more than $500 of cocaine. 27-year-old Garrett Holloway of Bryan, who pleaded guilty to the drug charges earlier this month, was sentenced to 10 years supervised probation, subject to completing 4 months of shock probation in prison. He was also ordered to perform 250 hours of community service and pay a $4,000 fine. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a man who moved to the Twin Cities from Dallas 3 years ago did not inform local law enforcement he was a registered sex offender. That was discovered last March when College Station police responded to a domestic violence call. That led to the arrest of 56-year-old Donald Howard, who last week admitted to not registering. Due to his criminal history, Howard was sentenced to 28 years in prison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Baylor University is seeing its second highest number of early applicants in school history, despite a broad sexual assault scandal that spawned lawsuits and recriminations. The Dallas Morning News reports about 14,300 prospective students applied by the early application deadline of November 1st. The number is a 19% increase from the previous year and is only exceeded by the more than 15,000 early applicants in 2013. On the first day of the spring semester at Blinn College in Bryan comes the start of road construction. The right-hand lane of southbound Villa Maria from Nash to Red River will be closed for the next 2 months, weekdays from 8:30 until 4:30. That's to allow the construction of expanded access in and out of the Blinn campus at Villa Maria and Red River. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 57 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, reviews, and approval. Okay, the weather. Well, you're out there living it right now. Got a little bit of light rain, and that's going to continue today. We've got a 60% chance of showers likely. High of 58, it increases to an 80% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow as well. Temps will be about the same. Then it's a 50% chance of rain Wednesday night. Clouds break up. 71 will be our high temperature on Thursday, up to 75 on Friday, and sunny, which should be nice. Clouds return, but temps again will remain about the same. Winds are out of the north at 15 right now. Light rain, and it's 57 in sports.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy and guard J.C. Hampton on the A&M men's basketball team's game against Arkansas tonight at Reed Arena. Meanwhile, the son of a former A&M athletic director is taking over as AD for Alabama, and the Texans have parted ways with their offensive coordinator. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, so the president of the United States, that'd be Barack Hussein Obama,
for a couple more days.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he waited as long as he possibly could to go ahead and invite the Chicago Cubs to come in and celebrate their 2016 World Series championship.
Mm-hmm.
And what was pretty cool is they went ahead and gave him a midnight pardon for all his indiscretions having to do with Chicago baseball. See, because he's a Southside guy. He's a very strong White Sox fan.
White Sox fan.
Yeah. So that's why he waited till the last minute here to invite them. But there you go. So he got a chance to shake and howdy with them. Oh, by the way, you know, the president, Barack Hussein Obama, has said that he's going to hang out in D.C. after being president. But, you know, he gets his free chopper ride and he gets his free airplane ride one last time. So he gets to go somewhere, you know, as he leaves after the inauguration. And you get the visual of him waving from the helicopter and all that stuff,
right,
as it goes off to Andrews Air Force Base and he flies away. So he decided, well, what the heck? Let's stay in the continental United States, but go as far away as we possibly can since it's a free ride. So they're going to spend 2 weeks in Palm Springs, California.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
What's happening to the girls? I mean,
that one's in school.
I know. Well, both of them should be in school.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Do they not get to go on the vacation?
Well, I don't know that you need to be taking kids out of school just because you aren't president anymore.
Yeah.
Good point.
So I'm not sure where we need to go with that, but we'll find out. In the meantime, a new ABC Washington Post poll says almost three-quarters of U.S. Americans think that Donald Trump should release his tax returns. 74% say that Trump should release his tax returns, and the president-elect has refused to do so. Despite that number, Mr. Trump told reporters last week that no one but members of the media care about his tax returns. I don't care about his tax returns.
Well, I was going to ask, because I don't have a lot of experience in feeling certain ways about these types of things.
Yeah.
So I don't really get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's been doing a lot of stuff. Look, he's got a whole bunch of people he pays a lot of money to make sure his taxes are as low as they can possibly be.
Right.
I know that. I don't think he's doing anything illegal. I think he's using the system that's out there and available to him.
Well,
so,
and I would much rather him concentrate on world issues and, you know, issues that are going on within our country.
Sure.
Than worrying about his tax returns.
Well, also, I can't think of any specific examples exactly, but I know I've heard about it, so I just have to ask the question, how many tax cheats and tax frauds are in Obama's administration?
Oh, well, yeah.
Just a question.
Well, are you talking about the guy who was the head of the Treasury Department who hadn't filed his income taxes, that one?
Yeah, I think that's a good start.
That's a good start, I would think. I mean, if he doesn't believe in the tax system, why should we?
Yeah, I just feel like there's way bigger issues at hand right now.
There are. So he gives an interview yesterday, Donald Trump did, to a London newspaper. You got to love that. I don't know the last time that a president gave an interview to a London or a European media outlet. Anyway, he talked about trade.
Well, I do believe in free trade. I love free trade. But it's got to be smart trade.
Yes.
So I call it fair trade. And the problem, so I say to the people, do you want a conservative or do you want somebody who's going to make great deals? And they're all screaming, great deals, great deals. They don't care.
We're all
there
screaming,
are no
great
labels.
Deals. Yeah. That's great what, deals, great deals.
That's the reason that we watch late night television, so we could watch those great deals.
Yeah.
You know, he could come out and say, we're going to do this and this and this, but wait, there's more. Have that
draw one
on.
Low price.
That's right.
So he's adding, what is his name? Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil. That's right.
To his administration.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Well, he could do that. And of course, then there's that whole tweet thing.
So I've got 46 million people right now. But that's really a lot. But including Facebook, Twitter, and you know, Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So when you think that you have 46 million there, I'd rather just let that build up. And just keep it at real Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what, he got anything today?
Well, he does have 20.1 million followers on Twitter.
That is a lot.
So,
really a lot.
It really is. And yeah, we do have a few things today. Yesterday, he did tweet about MLK Day. He said, celebrate Martin Luther King Day and all of the many wonderful things that he stood for. Honor him for being the great man that he was. So he did his, I guess, due diligence.
Well, he had his son. He had his son there too. Martin Luther King III met
yes,
with reporters
met with
at
him.
The meeting.
Yeah. So and then, you know, it's interesting. So he does respond to followers sometimes.
Oh, really?
And I don't really know how he picks which ones he responds to, but someone had tweeted to him and said, I appreciate your use of Twitter to keep us informed and maintain transparency. And Donald Trump responded with very dishonest media. So that's really, you know, that's the fake news.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the reason he is using Twitter as much as he is, because he thinks media is not, you know, honest enough.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that he's done that, and people now look for him. We're looking for him every morning. Right.
Then he tweeted, at 9 p.m., CNN, of all places, is doing a special report on my daughter, Ivanka. Considering it's CNN, I can't imagine it will be great.
Ah. Now, that's the story we're going to look at next hour. There's a story out there that maybe CNN will be spun off and sold separately.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think Time Warner wants to get a deal going, and they would have to spin off CNN. How much is CNN all by itself worth, or how little is it worth? I mean, and that could be something that that we will find out. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, scheduled to talk to State Senator Charles Schwertner later on this morning about things that are going to go on in Washington. And of course, in Austin. And of course, going to Washington are police departments from all over the country, including Austin.
Hey. Despite the mass amount of protesters set to attend, Eveleth remains calm. Back in July, he helped lead a group of nearly 100 APD officers at the Republican National Convention. Prior to departure, they were so worried about their safety, they created hospital protocol should an officer be hurt or killed.
What?
Once we got to Cleveland, it wasn't that way at all. The protests were peaceful. People demonstrated. They expressed their First Amendment right to, you know, speak out.
It's a great responsibility that comes with a bit of a cool factor.
Yeah, it's exciting to be part of this process. It's something that I guess not many people have the opportunity to do, to get a front row seat of an inauguration.
But was that reporter 9 years old? I mean,
did sound a little young.
And that's KTBC in Austin. I mean, that's a real radio station. Yeah. But anyway, so let's
a real one. Let's go fake one.
Yeah. Well, fake news.
Yeah.
So anyway,
right.
So I guess that's it. And there's a lot of stuff going on in Austin. Like I said, we're going to talk to the state senator about that. But I think they've some unbelievable amount of bills that they've introduced, like 6,000 pieces of legislation. And they're only there for, you know, 180 days or something like that. Yeah, and that's why they suggest you never talk to your representative about any specific bill unless they've introduced it. Because the chance of them knowing much about it, pretty slim, all I can say. 648.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Nothing much compares to the eyes of a youngster toting a first ever harvest into the garden. Since gardening season is now upon us, this is a great time to outline some steps to guarantee success as getting kids into gardening right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to get a youngster involved in gardening, start small. Nothing will dash a child's enthusiasm more than hours of labor for limited return. Turn over the front of a patio bed or a garden in a few large clay pots at the most, rototill 100 square feet for a flower or vegetable plot. You can always enlarge the garden another year, but it's hard to get them back if they fail the first time. Choose only plants that your child enjoys. From beans to zinnias, you might as well pick a favorite plant. This is not the time to convince a youngster why asparagus or zucchini are great crops. Now, a quote that you don't want to find yourself saying, "Mom and I will eat all the broccoli you can grow." A youngster just isn't going to get turned on by that kind of thinking. You want to buy the very best seed and transplant. Since many of the varieties you may plant need to be set out in the next several weeks, you should firm up your plans as quickly as possible. Hybrid varieties usually produce best. Plus, they're more likely to be resistant to insects and diseases. Nurseries offer tough, vigorous transplants that have been grown and held under outdoor conditions. Those plants will have the best chance of succeeding. Help your young gardener prepare the plot carefully. Raised plots usually give you the insurance against waterlogged soils in those times when we get excessive rain. They probably won't understand concepts of organic matter and soil structure, but they will understand how much more easily the soil can be shoveled once that organic matter, such as peat moss, compost, shredded bark mulch, rotted manure, and so forth, once those have been blended into the soil. It's a lot easier to work that soil. Most first-time gardeners plant things too closely together, and then they're reluctant to thin the plantings out. You need to show them why that's so critical. Teach your young gardener how plants are watered properly and how they're fertilized. Most youngsters, like most oldsters, want to water too often. It's much better to water deeply to encourage deeper roots and then to let the soil dry to the touch before you water again. Teach your young charge the importance of regular feedings in keeping the plants vigorous. Now, pest control can be a real teaching opportunity. Most of our common flowers and vegetables have at least one unfriendly visitor. Many can be hand-picked or controlled by some other mechanical means. Biological control, such as beneficial predators, can be helpful in a few cases, and organic insecticides may help. If you have to use an inorganic insecticide, show how you read and follow label directions carefully. Water regularly to keep the plants active and mulch them to keep down the weeds. I'm Neil Sperry, rejuvenating old shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The Texas A&M men's basketball team will face a familiar foe tonight when they host Arkansas inside Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the Razorbacks.
This is going to be the ultimate turnover test, you know, other than we're not playing at Arkansas. That would be a little bit worse. They're going to pressure us, and can we take care of the ball? Can we win and still turn the ball over some? You know, that's going to be the question. Can we handle that pressure?
Road wins for the Razorbacks have been difficult to come by in the series, with Arkansas losing its last three visits to Aggieland. Here's guard J.C. Hampton on the benefit of playing at home.
It's always good playing at home, especially in conference. We get more momentum. We feel better at home, and hopefully this week, two wins, we better next week for on the road.
The last Razorback win in College Station came on January 23rd, 1991, during Arkansas's final year of competition in the SWC. Tonight's game is at 6 p.m. with pregame scheduled at 5:30, and you can hear it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, Hall of Fame coach Roy Williams earned his 800th career victory when Isaiah Hicks scored 20 points to lead number 9 North Carolina to an 85-68 victory over Syracuse. Kennedy Meeks added 15 points and 12 rebounds for the 17-3 Tar Heels, who shot 52% from the field. In college football, Greg Byrne, son of former Texas A&M athletic director Bill Byrne, is taking over as Alabama's athletic director. Byrne will replace Bill Battle, who announced Sunday night that he'll assume a new role as special assistant to the president. Meanwhile, Texas A&M defensive backs coach Terry Joseph is leaving for North Carolina. Yesterday, North Carolina lost defensive backs coach Charlton Warren to Tennessee. Joseph, who just finished his third season at A&M, joins the staff of Larry Fedora, an A&M Consolidated graduate. While at Southern Miss, Fedora interviewed at Texas A&M in 2011 when they hired coach Kevin Sumlin. And Arkansas has promoted defensive backs coach Paul Rhodes to defensive coordinator. Coach Brett Bielema announced Monday night on Twitter. Rhodes, who recently completed his first season with the Razorbacks, replaces Rob Smith, who earlier this month left for the defensive coordinator job at Minnesota. In the NFL, Houston Texans offensive coordinator George Godsey will not return next season. The team announced the move yesterday after saying that they and Godsey had, quote, mutually agreed to part ways. Meanwhile, Green Bay's thrilling 34-31 last-second win over Dallas in the NFL playoffs drew a record number of viewers to its television broadcast. Fox Sports reports that an average of 48.5 million people watched the game. That would make it the most-watched NFL divisional playoff game in league history. In the NBA, two-time reigning MVP Steph Curry hit 5 three-pointers and had 20 points while matching his season best with 11 assists in Golden State's 126-91 rout of the defending NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Klay Thompson scored 26 points and Draymond Green produced his third triple-double of the season with 11 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. In Knoxville, Cheryl Swoops headlines the 12 finalists for the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. The six-member class of 2017 will be revealed February 12th and enshrined this summer. Swoops was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame last fall. She starred at Texas Tech and in the WNBA. And out on the ice, Jack Eichel scored 2 goals and the Buffalo Sabres defeated the Dallas Stars 4-1 on Monday. Tyler Ennis scored 19 seconds into the first period. Ennis returned after missing 30 games with a groin injury that required surgery. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, Call us right now, and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed, and that free Hayward heater was so successful in December, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, 60% chance.